New data reveals that only 14% of child sexual abuse claims before the family court are believed by judges to be true. Researchers have released the findings in a bid to prompt a discussion about whether Australia's legal system is equipped to deal with such allegations. Legal experts say abused children could be falling through the cracks, and they say consideration should be given to having a panel of experts to help investigate such cases. Helen Frost reports.
Family court cases and custody battles can be messy, challenging and extremely rough on everyone involved, particularly children. Jess Hill is an award-winning author who writes about domestic abuse. She says people frequently contact her for help navigating the system.
Nobody wins in the family law courts because the outcomes are always going to be out of the favour of at least one parent. If you were able to mediate and come to an agreed outcome, you wouldn't go to court.
Experts say one of the major issues is that allegations of sexual abuse that reach the family court are particularly challenging. Professor Patrick Parkinson from the University of Queensland here.
The cases which go to trial in the family court are the too hard basket of the child protection system. They're the cases where the police don't feel they're able to prosecute, the child protection authorities haven't reached a clear view of whether abuse has occurred, the alleged perpetrator hasn't just accepted that he won't be seeing his kids and dropped out of the process.
To try and provide more clarity, a group of four researchers from across Australia reviewed 7 years' worth of relevant cases from 2012 to 2019. They found that in just 14% of contested cases, judicial officers expressed a direct belief that allegations of child abuse were true, and risk of sexual harm to a child was found in 12% of cases. One of the report authors, Professor Laurie Maloney from La Trobe University's School of Psychology, says that on the surface, the data looks counterintuitive.
The key finding is really, on any kind of normal expectation, a very low level of findings of child sexual abuse, roughly just under two-thirds of what we call the allegedly unsafe parents, that is, the parents who had been alleged to have abused their children, had the time they spent with their children increased by the court.
Lisa Young, Professor of Law at the Murdoch School of Law and Criminology in Perth, says the system deals adequately with the small number of false allegations of sexual abuse, but she says it's not suitable for dealing with cases where it is likely sexual abuse has occurred.
We have a large grey area in the middle where it's uncertain what's happened, and yet there is no finding of a risk of abuse. That is the concern. It seems very, very likely there are children in that group who are not being protected.
The data shows just under half of sexual abuse allegations were regarded by judges to be genuinely believed by the parent alleging the abuse, but were believed to be mistaken by the court, while a quarter of allegations in contested hearings are believed to be deliberately misleading. The experts agree that the evidence before the courts is often ambiguous and more resources are required to determine if abuse has occurred. Professor Parkinson here.
It can be very, very costly to pursue an allegation in the family court, not just because of the legal costs, but because of the cost of the expert witnesses as well. And what the government could do to improve things greatly is to have a system by which the government paid for the investigation, just as the states pay for child protection investigations in the state system.
Jess Hill suggests a panel of experts could assess claims.
These allegations could be better assessed in a triage process where you have two or three experts assessing this, rather than it just hinging on one person who may be a psychiatrist, a social worker, a psychologist, who does not have specific training in understanding domestic violence or child sexual abuse.
In response to the research, the family court issued a statement saying allegations of family violence, including child sexual abuse, are frequently raised but also denied in family law proceedings. Crucial to any decision is the need for the judge to make findings of fact based on evidence presented in each case as to whether or not alleged events occurred or whether there is an unacceptable risk.
Helen Frost with that report.